Jack Smith with Francesco Barbieri ahead of the fifth game in this series and the second one of the second half, welcoming the newest Frednet to Frednet on deck. Francesco, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So you're a first-year outfielder from Canada, 25 years old, signed last year out of Ave Maria University. What are some of your first impressions of single-A baseball and professional baseball?
I mean, it's a different workload. You know, you come in every day and the standard's a little bit higher every level you get to. And in my first couple games here, I've learned that, and I'm excited to keep growing.
You started the season in Florida. What was your reaction when you got the call that you were coming here to join the Frednets?
Oh, I was over the moon. I mean, we played a game against the Cardinals, finished that game. I came in to pinch hit that game in the ninth in a big spot, got a single. And then as I was leaving the complex, one of our trainers stopped me and he was like, hey, you need to go into manager Jaime's office. And they told me and everything, and I packed my bag so fast.
It's not a bad 2 hours.
Not a bad 2 hours.
Well, you've kind of joined the team in the middle of this two-week road trip. Luckily, there's only two more games on this trip, and then you get to enjoy Fredericksburg. I bet you've got to be pretty excited to get home, settle there, and have some home games in front of the Frednet fans.
Everybody's been telling me about the fans and Freddie and how they're the best, and I can't wait. I can't wait to play in front of them.
If you could say directly to those fans something about yourself, what would you want Frednet fans to know about you?
I'm somebody that competes every day, and I play for the team. I really, really do, and I can't wait to represent the town, and I'm very approachable. You know, if you come up to me and want to say hi, I'll be right there. I'll be smiling, and so don't be afraid to say hi.
If a fan hasn't seen the way you've looked here on the road and they're going to a home game, what kind of brand of baseball would you say that you play?
Just an electric and exciting type of baseball. You know, I like to run. I like to cause havoc, and at the same time, I also like to, you know, put some energy into the ball, put some juice into the ball. So it's just always trying to get to that next base, no matter what.
We've seen your speed on full display in your first two series. Where do you say your speed came from?
Ooh. I mean, just the playground, like growing up, you know, like my mom was always big on us playing a lot of sports, and she always put me in a ton of sports. Like I did track as a kid, cross country, stuff like that, basketball. So I've always just been running around, just always trying to. I love to race. Like, I don't know, as a kid, I always loved to race, and I guess it just stuck with me my entire life.
Your favorite recess game is?
I'm probably gonna have to go soccer. And being from Canada, I know this might be kind of like whatever. It's snow soccer. Soccer in the winter when we were at recess and we were playing snow soccer, it was the best.
What's different about snow soccer than regular soccer?
Oh, you're just sliding and tackling. And as a kid, you have a snowsuit on, right? So like, nothing really hurts. So you're just, you got boots on, you're kind of toe punting everything. So it's just fun. It's more aggressive, to say the least.
I feel like running in the snow in a snowsuit has to be the ultimate speed test. You were probably blazing by all the other kids.
Ultimate speed test. I mean, didn't matter if I had boots on, if I was in shorts, I'm going to be in first place.
Were you a capture the flag menace?
Absolute capture the flag menace.
Speaking about Canada, you grew up in Ontario. How would you define what baseball is like in Canada, and especially youth baseball?
Growing up, it wasn't that big until the Blue Jays made the playoffs in 2015 when they had that big run. And then, you know, like everybody kind of started really noticing baseball and stuff. And now, I mean, I was lucky enough to play some really, really good competition back home, and we came to the States a lot. But now baseball back home is starting to be really, really, really good. And you see a lot of guys coming to the States and more Canadians getting drafted every year. So it's exciting to see the game grow, and there's still a lot of growth to be done.
One of those Canadians that's been drafted in the past is Nate Ochoa, who you reunite with here in Fredericksburg after you guys played on the same travel team. What is it like reuniting with a guy that you played with, saw growing up, and now both of you are here stateside on the same team?
Yeah, I mean, it was so after I signed with the Nats, Nate was one of the first guys to message me, and he ended up calling me, and we had a laugh. I mean, back in travel ball back home, we had a ton of good times, both on the road, whether it be back home or we were traveling the Midwest or even the South sometimes. So it's good to be back, and he's also helped me kind of get settled in with the org as well, like, you know, just kind of what to expect, he's had a couple years here, so it's good to kind of get like that inside look to everything, you know, so I'm not kind of ambushed and thrown into the fire.
What does it mean for you to be able to represent some of the people from your home country and maybe be an example for some of the kids that are growing up playing for the Fieldhouse Pirates, the team that you and Nate both played for, and show them an example of how it can work?
Yeah, you know, I think when you get to higher levels, sometimes you forget about that kind of stuff. And I try and make an emphasis that you can really put your mind to anything that you do. And I was a late bloomer, you know, so I mean, I signed out of college as a senior, and like, there's a lot of people that probably wrote me off at the beginning, and it doesn't really matter how big, tall, small you are. If you put in the work, you can achieve your dreams. So I personally take a lot of pride in that, you know, and whenever little kids come up to me, or like if I run a camp or something like that, I always make sure to take the time to kind of show them like, hey, you can do this.
Got to put them through the snow soccer test first, though.
Snow soccer, and then if they're really asking for it, snow football.
Did you ever play Nate Ochoa in snow soccer or snow football?
No, he's lucky. We didn't go to the same school. If we did, though, he probably would have been on my team, because I probably would have chosen him to be on my team, or vice versa. But if we were on opposite teams, probably would have lost.
You would have dusted him, huh?
No question.
To wrap this up, you're in single A now. Hopefully you're here for the long haul. What are some of the goals you have for yourself this year in your first year in professional baseball?
Just to showcase myself as a winner. I think that baseball is such an individual sport, and sometimes we forget what it means to be part of a team. And we just started the second half. We're 1-0, and hopefully we can win the second half and get to the playoffs and go back-to-back in Freddie.
Game 2 of the second half is today. That's the newest Fred Nat, Francesco Barbieri. Francesco, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.